that's the same Peyton I've been watching since I was nine. So the fact that I got a chance to be on it and be on the same page with him, you know, that's the hard part. But the fact that over the years I got a chance to be on the same page with him, me and him talk a lot in the backfield. You know, we see a lot of things. Of course, he see more because, you know, how long he's been in the league. That's a special moment. Nah, not no more. Used to when I was a rookie, but not no more. Now he'll see it and be like, "You see this?" And I go, "Yeah." Sometimes he'll see it. "You see this?" I'll be like, "Nah," but I know you right, so I'm not gonna sit there and question you. Let's just get the job done.
He's kind of legendary for his knowledge of the game and the history of the game. Like, did what you found in him match up with everything you heard about?
Oh yeah, of course. You know, when you walk in and you know you hear all the great things about Peyton and how he comes to work every day, that's just who 18 is. And you know, I couldn't start my career better off with nobody than Peyton Manning. It's just another game. I mean, that's what it is. And people look at you like, you know, we don't have no pressure on us, man. We just got to go out there and play football on Sunday the way we know we can play. There's no pressure on us. You know, not saying it's pressure on Carolina either, but that's how we feel in our locker room. There's no pressure on us. All we got to do is go play one more game to the best of our ability, clean up the mistakes, less mistakes, we'll win the football game. I don't know, man. It's Beyonce, so I think everybody be happy.
The win against the Patriots in the regular season was a special point in the season for you to see you can be a top in the AFC and for the Super Bowl.
You know, it was huge. I mean, beating the Patriots at that time when they were 7-0, just having that game, playing as a teammate with Brock under the center, just let us know that all 53 on the roster, it's a team. It's a team sport and a team win, and that's how we got here today with all 53. Everybody in the 53 played a point at some point to get us where we're at today. We always say, you know, we like making it hard for fans, you know, for some reason. You know, we know they screaming at the TVs and, you know, mad at us, but them tight games keep you in it, keep you in close, keep you locked in. And, you know, those tough out grind games, I mean, we've been battle tested, so those are games that were fun too. And when you come out on them, you're like, phew, this is another thing that we've been doing before.
Do you feel like the offense is making strides and improvements at the right time of the year?
I think so. I mean, you know, when Peyton was hurt and Peyton went down and Brock came in, we started making some improvements when Brock got back. And then when Peyton got back, we started making some more improvements there. I just think it's consistency. The one thing about it is no matter who we interchange, myself, Ronnie, Lewis, Evan, Max, Peyton, Brock, nothing has changed about the system. We've all bought into the system to get to where we're at today.
What do you have to say about the Panthers linebacker?
Really good, man. Shaq Thompson, Luke Kuechly, Thomas Davis. They're really good, man. I mean, up front, they're good. You know, Coach Ron Rivera, we know what type of coach he is. He's smash mouth football. So, as a running back, you know, as a big back, as what they like to category me as, it's always fun to play against a tough defense.
He's had an interesting season this year. You know, he's had a few drops, but, you know, his mom, you know, finally gets to go to a game. And, you know, what kind of mentality is DT in?
You got to go ask DT that question. I just know he's going to be ready to play on Sunday. I know I can put my money on A8, and that's what I'm going to do every time I'm out there. I know I'm going to fight for my teammate, and he's going to fight for me. I don't know. I don't listen to what they talk about. I mean, you give respect to good teams, you know, not just because they're in the Super Bowl. They're a good team. They got one loss for a reason. That's just, you know, who the Panthers are and, you know, what they believe in. I mean, they got a lot of personalities kind of like us. They play football. You know, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what they say and how they talk and how they, you know, boast and bag. I'm big and bad. I'm the bully. When you turn on that tape, they're a great football team. And that's just a good challenge for us this Sunday. Nah, not at all, man. Lee Wright. I mean, it's just, you know, hanging with your brothers, you know, it's something I said the other day. I really love this team. It's not a team that I've been around where everybody's together. It doesn't matter, you know, what we're doing, what music is put on. We're all having fun with each other. And, you know, you can't get that everywhere.
What about college at Cal? Did you feel that vibe at Cal?
It's 126 guys, so, you know, you assume people at Cal click up.
We talked to a guy named Kevin Parker.
Yeah, KP, if it weren't for KP, I wouldn't have got a chance to get into Cal. You know, KP, him and Marshawn are real tight. Him and Justin is real tight. He's real tight with all the running backs, you know, that came through there. So KP got a big deal to Hughes with all of us.
What about him, having him in your corner? Did that help you with your confidence?
Of course. I mean, you know, KP got that Oakland swag. He's from the town, so, you know, he got that swag, and he lets you know, hey, man, you can play this game at a high level. Don't let nobody put you down and put you away from that. So that's something I take from KP all the time. Yeah, Vaughn's super athletic. You see the way Vaughn turned the corner? Boy, we give Vaughn a toss, he might be out of there, man.
Little quick pitch,
man. Get Vaughn, you know, same play I had in New England. Get at the Vaughn, he might be, you know, get to the end zone faster than I did.
So you're saying running back rather than tight end and quarterback for him?
Nah, he caught the ball well. He caught one of Brady passes last week, so. So he got good hands, as we've seen, you know.
But that was-
You know, he just failed. You know, things like that happen. You know, he probably got excited seeing the end zone so big. You know, those things he got to work on. But, you know, they don't get to see the end zone as much because they play on the defensive side of the ball.
You taking any time to go to Vallejo or to?
Not at all. Not at all. It's hard to go back home when you know everybody back home is at work. They're not taking the week off. They don't need to take the week off because I'm out here. So it's one of those.
Does just the Vallejo being in around?
It puts on for the city, of course. You know, the city's going through some things right now, and I'm a positive thing out of the city, so anything I can do for my city is amazing. But, you know, it's only special for the city if we win on Sunday, so that's what I'm going to take care of.
Thank you.